Hello, my name is Delphine Huba. I am deputy mayor in the city of Brussels, in charge of culture, tourism, and major events.
It's the 400th anniversary of this statue of Mannequin Peace. Big birthday. What is the city doing?
So indeed, it's a big, big birthday. So 400 years, that's crazy. Yeah, we really wanted to do something around that. So there are several things taking place. Mannequin Peace will be the host for our Christmas market here in the winter. We also have like a special Euro, especially for this birthday. We also have a competition with the schools in the city of Brussels.
Mannequin Peace, petit gars de Bruxelles. Mannequin Peace, mignon porte bonheur.
Hello, my name is Anse Persoons. I am the elder woman for urbanism, public space, and Dutch speaking education.
So, what are the schools doing for this 400th anniversary of Mannequin Peace?
There is a competition in our schools, and it's in our primary schools, and the kids can make, they can create a new costume for Mannequin Peace. Regularly he gets new costumes. Everybody wants to offer him a new costume, but we think for his 400th birthday, we need the children of Brussels to think about a new costume. And the kid that wins, the official seamster of the costumes of Mannequin Peace, will make that costume, so he will actually wear it, and there will be an exhibition with the costumes that the other children made. These things that we're doing, it's partly for tourists, but it's also for the people of Brussels, because it's part of our Brussels identity, and that's why it's important that in all the celebrations, we not only do things that aim tourists, but that we also do something with the youngsters of our city, with the kids in our schools, because we want to reinforce their Brussels identity, and Mannequin Peace is part of that, and thinking about his costume and thinking what he meant for the city, what it was like to live in Brussels 400 years ago, those things that's important for the children today too.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Mannequin Peace. Une immense innocence sort à plein jet de son petit sifflet.
My name is Roel Jacobs. I'm a historian specialized in history of Brussels. And the question you asked me is what's essential about Mannequin Peace? And in fact, I think that Mannequin Peace is touching the essential of what is Brussels. Brussels is a town that in the medieval period was able to convince the rulers to live in this town and not elsewhere, what was not the case in the beginning. And this way they were able to develop a luxus industry. And to do that, they had to give the impression to the rulers that they could do everything in Brussels, and they had to organize themselves to do what they wanted to do themselves. And when you do that, you don't make a big explanation about yourself. You don't say that you are the best, the biggest, the most clever, but you are laughing about yourself. And in fact, self-relativation is the essence, man, itself of Brussels spirit. And that's why that fountain could become the symbol of this town.
Mannequin Peace, arrose les plus belles. Mannequin Peace, arrose tous les cœurs quand il fait.
And there's a special surprise on December 16th, which is the actual date.
Yeah, indeed. So on the 16th of December, there will be a surprise. So no more information for the moment. It's really going to be a surprise. It's really like the real date. So it's really like the D-Day. And yeah, we got some surprise for that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Mannequin Peace, une immense innocence, sort à plein jet de son petit sifflet.